Welcome to chilloverradio.net. This broadcast is brought to you by Promo, DJ.com, Mix-Sets.com, Open Bar Music, Asukar, Digital Distribution, Media Services, NYC.com, SBSDesigns.com, DiamondFuse.com, and MyDigitalDepot.com.
Yo, welcome to the Culture of Dad podcast, the place where we discuss all things dad, which is really just all things. It's your boy Zay here. First of all, I want to thank you all for tuning in with me once again. Today, I just want to start off by discussing a new segment that I'm planning on doing. We're going to be calling it something along the lines of Notes to Self or Memos to Self. I'm sure you'll see the headline in the description of this segment once you check it out. But in this particular segment, I will be discussing just quick bite-sized insights, epiphanies, life hacks, and culture hacks that I found on my journey that I've learned from other insightful thought leaders, that things that, you know, we all have discovered among our lives that may be of value to others who have not discovered those same things. So definitely feel free to check back for more of this content if you are interested in it. For today's Notes to Self, I want to discuss the current thing that I've been dealing with and that I'm working on, and current epiphanies or just reminders that I had regarding this issue, and to what creates a major roadblock in our lives towards abundance. And that thing is basically fear. You hear about it all the time, people always talk about it. You know, life is duality, fear and love, yada yada. But it's so easy to fall back into fear, especially in the world that we live in. There's always so many things that we have to deal with, and so many things we have to look out for. So much negativity out there that fear becomes kind of a default. It really reminds me of two powerful acronyms that you'll hear a lot. And the first one being that fear stands for F-E-A-R, fuck everything and run, which is a very powerful acronym because fear makes us do that. Fear makes us want to do that. You want to tense up. It's just like fight or flight. You want to tense up and freeze or run and duck and hide, cower in a corner, whatever you got to do just to get away from the thing that's causing the fear. But the other powerful acronym regarding fear is false evidence appearing real. Now, I learned that from one of my favorite authors, Neil Donald Walsh. If you're ever interested, you feel free to check out some of his stuff. But the basic lessons of that is false evidence appearing real. And it's really true when you think about what fear is. Because every time I've come up close and personal with fear and I decide to push forward, I choose to be brave, I choose to move forward regardless and in spite of that fear, I realize the fear is always much bigger in my mind than it ever was in reality. It's so easy to fall for that perception of what the fear may be, you know, that fight or flight stimuli that makes you want to just avoid whatever it is, that makes you want to fuck everything and run, that makes you want to freeze, don't move, stay hidden, stay in the shadows, stay quiet, keep your light diminished, because that is the safer choice. That's what your ego wants you to do, because, you know, we're made to self-persevere. We have to persevere, preserve ourselves, our well-being. But on the flip side of that, when you choose to be brave, when you choose to push through that, and you realize that fear is just false evidence appearing real, it's just these negative, false misconceptions and beliefs that fools you into staying safe, into playing things small, into staying in your comfort zone, and into not changing, not growing, not developing, and keeps your growth stunted, well then, that's the greatest shame, isn't it? It's the greatest shame in the world when you can't grow and succeed and excel your own expectations. So I want to invite you for 2018 to join me as I am currently working on my own personal fears. Just like when I had a fear of heights and I chose to go skydiving and I jumped out of that airplane and I started to face that fear head on, or choosing to love and commit myself into a relationship, even though I was afraid of it because of my own personal upbringing, and my own personal fear that I could not offer that to someone else, that I could not be a good partner to someone else, and choosing to step into that, leading to the creation and the birth of my child, Every time I've decided to face my fears, life has grown for me exponentially, and so I would always choose to stand up and face my fear. And in 2018, I want to invite you to do the same. Choose to be brave.
That's right. Keep it locked right here where you got it. It's Chill Lover Radio.